A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6 through to verse 9. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me to you. I like to speak, and so we could pray this morning on the finishing grace. You have started this journey very well. You have started and you are finishing it, and you will finish it well. There is a grace, however, to finish what you have started. Whatever we start by faith requires grace to finish. Every journey of faith requires grace to finish. It is grace that enables a man to start a project and to finish that project. It is the grace of God that enables a man to start the year and to finish the year. God's grace has enabled you to finish each successive year, from year after year after year, up until now. And this same grace will be available for you to finish other successive years in the name of Jesus. Hear what the word of God says. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You are not here by your power. You are not here by your might. You are here by the grace of God, by the help of the Spirit of God, not because of anything that you have done to merit it, but God's grace and mercy have kept you up until now. And it is this same grace that will enable you to finish. And that's why we're looking and praying this morning on this finishing grace. We need grace to finish. If you look at verse 7 of our passage of consideration, it says, Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Grace, grace unto it. There are mountains in each day of the year. There are mountains in each month of the year, in each year of every man's life. There are hurdles to be crossed. There are mountains to scale. And there are so many challenges along the way. But the word of God here says, who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? He said, you shall become a plain. Not because of the might of Zerubbabel, not because of the power of Zerubbabel, but because of the God of Zerubbabel, the God that is backing him up. And that's why I love this wonderful song. All mountains, great or small, strong and fearful storms can never stand before you, oh my God. How great you are, how great you are. Oke nla nla, oke wewe, iji lile, kole duro ni wajure. Olorun beti tobi to e tobi Oluwa. Could Minister Shesan and the Expression of Grace Choir help me sing that song? Thank you and welcome back. Great mountain, small mountains, stormy winds, and what have you cannot stand before this great God. And so that is the grace of God that is now released unto you to be able to press on in spite of these stormy winds, these powerful storms, and wind, in spite of these great mountains or small mountains, the grace of God enables you to press on, to move on. Take notice that grace was available and Zerubbabel was able to bring the capstone, that is the headstone, with the shoutings of grace. In other words, he was able to finish what he started with the shoutings of grace. I am confident you will finish what you have started. You started 2023. I am confident that grace will be available for you to finish. The word of God says, the hands of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this house. His hands also will finish it. But there is a grace that helps a man to finish. There is a grace that helps a man to accomplish his journey, his dreams, that to fulfill his desires. There is a grace that makes a man's dream comes to realization and manifestation and fulfillment. There is a grace that makes a man start a project and complete it in a record time. There is a grace that has made you start 2023 that will make you finish it. There is this grace that will make you start year 2024 and enable you to end it well. There is a grace that has started your life and that will make you end it on a glorious note. This grace is what we are believing God for today. And the Lord will make this grace available unto us, available unto you in the name of Jesus. My prayer is that you won't lack grace. Grace will be available. Don't forget, grace to finish up the remaining 28 days of this year and grace to finish this coming year, the year we're looking ahead, the grace to start it and to finish it. And don't forget what this grace does. This grace levels all mountains. This grace stills all storms, all silences, all winds. This grace quenches violence of fire. This grace, may you not lack this grace. So you'll be able to finish with the shoutings of grace, grace unto it. This grace is what I'm praying for, that God will add to you in the name of Jesus. And I am confident as you appear before the Lord today, this grace will be added to your life. When the Bible says they go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appearing before him, it simply means that they go from one level of grace to another level of grace. As you appear before God today, grace will be added to grace for you in the precious name of Jesus. And do not forget what the Bible says concerning our Lord Jesus Christ and by extension concerning you. In John chapter number 1 and in verse number 16, of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. And you are receiving grace for grace. God gave Christ Jesus grace without measure. And so of the fullness of his grace, you are receiving grace for grace. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I receive grace to finish the journey of this year 2023 in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. I receive the grace to finish the journey of this year 2023 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. I'd like you to receive the grace to enter into this coming year 2024, to start it and to finish it gloriously. Lift your voice and pray. I receive the grace to start year 2024 and to finish it on a glorious note in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to command every great or small mountain, every powerful storm or wind on my path to ending this year, and I may be on my path in 2024, disappear today in the name of Jesus. I silence you in the name that is above all names. I confront you and I overcome you in the name of Jesus. I take grace to finish. I receive grace to finish, and I finish by grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. Mountains will bow before me. Mountains and valleys shall be leveled before me. In the name of Jesus, the storm shall be stilled before me. This wind shall be stilled before me. In the name of Jesus, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. And say, Father, let the grace to finish be released unto me today. I receive the impartation of the finishing grace in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and receive that grace. I receive the impartation for the finishing grace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I receive the finishing grace in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that grace to finish be released to you now in the name of Jesus, that the journey of 2023 that remains just about 28 days, that grace to finish it well, is released to you now. I pray that the grace to start and to finish the journey of this coming year and years be released to you in the name of Jesus. There will be no abandonment of any kind in your life. Every project you start by faith, you will finish by the grace of God. Grace to finish will be available unto you. You will bring forth the headstone of your project with the shoutings of grace, grace. You will not lack grace in the name of Jesus. I command all mountains, great or small, to be leveled before you in the name of Jesus. Because of the grace of God at work in your life, I command powerful storm and wind to cease before you in the name of Jesus. Take that finishing grace now. It is released to you in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. It's a fresh fire service, our anointing service, where we're receiving the grace to finish this year gloriously. Join that service 8 a.m. It promises to be great. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms. On Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all other platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adunuju, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.